In studio, we have Ed Hardin from McLaren Health Plan. He is the Vice President of Sales. Also, we have Andy Cortaba, who is the CEO of DuPoint. We're going to talk more with Andy about what he does, but I'm around all this golfing greatness as Andy won the senior championship, club championship at the Lansing Country Club. Ed's wife won the women's division. I hope this rubs off on me, guys. I need
some
shots.
Rubs off on me too.
Andy, lots more questions for you. And if anyone has any questions regarding what we're talking about, which is going paperless, physicians going paperless, and how they can get some help financially to get this done, but how it will benefit patients, you can call us on the McLaren Health Plan, 517-393-3700. Andy, how many companies do what DuPoint is doing? Do you have a lot of folks who have experience with this?
Yes, I guess the short answer is yes. In the health information exchange arena or electronic medical records, I'm not sure. It's very relatively new. There's been like I said earlier, there are providers of EMR systems out there, electronic medical record systems. But this, you know, with all of what's going on now and with the growth of this, and the push on this, companies like DuPoint are going to emerge to help bridge the gap of taking the solution and helping, physicians and hospitals or, all of the users put it into play.
You mentioned earlier how the government will subsidize the initial part of the cost for physicians to do this. It could be 40, 50, 60 grand, somewhere in there.
Right.
For a physician to do this, how much is the overall cost?
That's a great question. So we just submitted a proposal. It could get very expensive. And again, remember what I said earlier, it depends on the vision of the physician. One physician we're working with we're experimenting with iPads, for instance, right? So he wants to take in real time, instead of even writing on any kind of document, we're going to try to help him load the information electronically immediately, right? So you can, if you think about that, just depending on how far they want to take it, he has a practice, for instance, where there's about 8 other physicians within his facility. There are complementary doctors, a kidney specialist, maybe a heart specialist, maybe, an oncologist, and he wants to be able to freely exchange information between all of them electronically. So it could be a $44,000 opportunity. We submitted a $300,000 proposal last week. So it can get pretty expensive.
And I can't even play devil's advocate because I would normally say, well, Andy, why in the world would I want to spend that much money when paper's working fine for me? But it's the law.
Right.
So.
Well, and more importantly, as reimbursements change for providers and we move to patient-centered medical homes where there's going to be a team of physicians who get compensated on outcomes, that type of information sharing is going to be more critical than ever. Right. Currently physicians get paid on a fee-for-service basis. So every time they see a patient, regardless of the outcome, they get compensated for it. Part of paying for health care reform is a dramatic cut in Medicare reimbursement rates. So where we're moving everything to is these patient-centered medical homes where there's going to be a payment made to a team of providers for having healthy outcomes, managing their diabetic population more effectively, those types of things.
Well, I think, Andy, it only makes sense. I remember some months ago we had to take one of my sons to Lansing Urgent Care, and everything was done paperless. It blew me away. Right. There were no files. There were no, everything. And I believe they had some type of iPad.
Okay.
And I thought how professional, how efficient, what a great way to get information. And the nurse I was talking with said, yeah, I'm going to shoot this information over to the doctor who's over at this docking station, And I thought, what an efficient way to do business.
Right. It is. Now, but if you think about the next step in that, here's where it's going to get interesting, and there's still a lot of work to be done. So that urgent care center, right, has that data now digitized or electronic, which is great. The doctor we're working with. But to really get to what Ed, to accomplish, to really get it to where it's most effective to what Ed was talking about, that information then has to go further, right? So what if you have to take your son to an urgent care facility in you know, Myrtle Beach because you're on vacation, right? And now they need to access that information, right? Well, if unless it's moved up, the chain, you know what I mean? It's moved up in the some repository where it sits. That was probably an extreme example because that's nationally, right? But that's where we're trying to get it, right? And so there has to be a top down. There's a big top down effort on this as well, right? So that, you know, when your data or your son's data or my data is stored somewhere or accessible somewhere, no matter where you're at, in some master system, so to speak, right?
All right. Well, Ed, I want you to answer this next question first, and then Andy can follow. I'm worried about the security of this. I don't want my stuff floating all around. How do I know it's going to be secure?
Well, you know, there's 12.5 million residents in the state of Colorado that all went through some psychiatric counseling after this weekend's loss to the Lions. And their data is very safe and secure. So, I mean, that's obviously that's a big part of this. And the security is paramount. But that's where everything is going. You know, and technology, firewalls, and I'm going to let Andy address this a little bit more, but I can tell you on our health plan side, we actually, through McLaren Healthcare, hire hackers, people that have been charged with hacking into computer systems to try and break into ours so that we can stay on the cutting edge of it. And we're doing this every single day. Mm-hmm. So we're out in front of this, and we make, you know, this is the most critical element to this type of movement. Andy, why don't you go ahead and run
That's really, man, it's a very insightful question you asked. And it is true. It is a concern, right? But on the other hand, you have to look at the world we live in. I mean, it's no different than your credit card information that's floating all over the place. If you do any kind of, electronic internet usage. So what we tell our clients is the security is available, right? To Ed's point, this is we just finished a really neat project to give you kind of another angle from what he talked about. A hospital in Indiana hired us to do some ethical hacking. That's what that's called, right? I mean, literally go in and try to show them where their holes are. And it's just kind of a little humorous story when we called to make the appointment to show them our results. Our guy said, you maybe just want to meet with you because they had holes all over the place. So it's not to scare people, but yet on the other hand, to say, but that stuff can be fixed and it can be secure, right? And this information is no different than a lot of other information that's already out there that's very secure.
Well, you think not only about the information itself, but when you think that credit cards and financial information is available, and you read, I just read in the Wall Street Journal how China has people working in its government, and their job is to hack information here in the United States.
It
can be a big concern. All right, I'm a physician, Andy. I've got files and files and files of information. I got to come in and have you help me. How do I get started? What's the process?
There's different approaches to it. Probably you'll see, I'm not sure I'm going to be right in this prediction, but there's lots of ways to do it. Most physicians will, you know, so we're going to put a system in, you're going to set it up, and from that, and then you're going to go live, there's going to be a go live date. Probably what you're going to see is from that day forward, all that data is going to go, it'll go live and it'll go paperless or electronic. Whether they take all that, the mass amount of historical data that exists, and some, you know, so we're looking at, ways of maybe scanning documents, and then from the scanned document, you can convert it electronically. You'll go live, and all the go forward information will be dealt with in the new system. Old stuff, we're not sure yet. I don't know. I have people in my organization that know this answer, Tony, and if they're listening, they can call in. I'm not sure what the government's going to require about past data yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know yet.
Now, is the process someone comes in and starts scanning in all the old information, and then the new documents are put in for current and new stuff?
Yeah, probably that's what we will see. I think the project we're working on, we're going to get all the data. Mm-hmm. We'll get the data in because then, there's a massive amount there, and you're going to want to have, you know, all of that information available. So scanning's probably the way to go. Data entry of this it probably is not possible.
Now, does your company do that?
No. We don't.
Okay.
I mean, it is a massively broad field, mm-hmm. right? And most companies are going to pick parts of it to focus on. And there are a lot of great companies out there that deal with scanning documents and stuff like that, right? So we're focused where we're focused. We like where we're at, and that's where we're going to continue to go.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Currently 64 degrees on a beautiful Monday morning. We're talking with Ed Harden, who's the Vice President of Sales at McLaren Health Plan, and Andy Kutaba, who's the CEO of DuPoint. We're talking about how physicians are going wireless when it comes to information. There's no paper. We're putting all of this stuff in the computer, and we're going to see lots of less paper. And this isn't would seem like it's a smart way to go, Ed, to be more efficient, but it's going to be the law. So folks are going to have to get it done.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be the law. And in 2014, you know, with the exchanges starting up, I see individuals going online for more and more. They're actually acquiring health insurance. You know, we're getting ready to launch our new PPO company that's going to allow us to write individuals and write in multiple states in preparation for the upcoming exchange. You know, I'm seeing right now, we're in the middle of the state of Michigan's open enrollment. They've got a couple of the hardworking men and women at the state of Michigan who serve us so well have got about two more weeks to make their selection as to which health carrier they're going to select. And online, I'm seeing through a number of sources, but we've had over a couple million impressions throughout the first 2 weeks of this campaign. And what that means is that people are utilizing the internet. They are looking there for medical information. They're looking there for decision-making tools. And you can see it quantitatively on the results that we're seeing through our analytics up on our web.